Welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet, How to Blow Your Own Horn, written by Jonathan Harnum and read by me, John Harnum. Thanks for listening. You can learn more about this book and my other books at allabouttrumpet.com. There you'll also find free video lessons, a whole bunch of free PDFs with scales and lesson plans and lesson tracking and all kinds of other stuff. There are also some free MP3s related to this book. And there's also a store for many things trumpet-related, including more method books, recordings, all kinds of gear for playing. So go have a visit. There's lots of free stuff there, and we'll see you online. This podcast covers Chapter 12, How Low Can You Go? Pedal Tones. The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. Michelangelo. 1475 to 1564. This chapter covers what are pedal tones, benefits of pedal tones, some pedal tone exercises, and double pedal tones. So some terms to know. A pedal tone is a pitch below the normal range of a brass instrument. It's named after the foot pedals, the very low notes on the pipe organ, the large organ. And another thing that you need to know that was actually covered earlier, but I'll remind you, it's ledger lines. These are small lines used below or above the staff for notes beyond the range of the staff. And in this case, of course, we're going to be using ledger lines well below the staff. Put the pedal to the metal. If you've ever seen an organist in action, you've seen their feet dance around underneath the keyboard. The organist's feet are working the bass pedals of the instrument. The organ pedals are arranged like the piano keyboard and are for the very low notes, the notes that rattle your teeth. Pedal tones on trumpet are the notes that go below the normal range of the trumpet, which is a low F sharp, seen here. And the F sharp is three ledger lines below the staff. If you've messed around with your horn a lot, you probably know that you've got notes down there that are a lot lower than the F sharp. And they probably sounded like maybe you shouldn't have had that second helping of baked beans. If you get one of these notes, you've played the pedal tones. If you haven't experimented with these really low notes, grab your horn and give it a try. So at first, don't worry too much about pitch. Just see how long and how low you can get your horn to go. Use very loose lips and warm, slow air. These notes take a lot of air. This is one of the benefits of them. Lower your jaw. Try different fingerings. If you have trouble, try using only your upper lip in the mouthpiece. Just flapping it in there. And, you know, using one lip is fun. You can get pretty low with that. But to get the most benefit from the pedal tones, you've got to use both lips. Have your teacher or another trumpet player let you listen to some pedal tones and watch them, watch what they're doing, and have them explain it to you, too, if you're still having trouble. Or you can listen to the sound clips online. And, again, you can find those for free at allabouttrumpet.com. So why practice pedal tones? They're beneficial for several reasons. They allow your embouchure to relax, and they increase blood flow to the muscles used for playing. Pedal tones take a whole lot of air to produce, like I said, and this will get you into the habit of taking good breaths and using your air and airflow with all your notes. Pedal tones are also good for ear training because the pitch of pedal tones doesn't lock in like normal notes on the trumpet. You have to use your ears to get the pitch just right, and this is helpful. Tone and range are also improved through the use of pedal tones, and pedal tones are an ideal warm-up technique. Pedal tones are part of my warm-up every day for all of the above reasons, and my chops just don't quite feel right until I played pedal tones for a good 5 minutes or so. So start practicing them, and you'll benefit from them right away. But a word of warning, when I wrote this book, I wasn't aware of the danger in practicing pedal tones too much. And the danger for practicing pedal tones too much is that you lose the pitch center on other notes in the regular range of the trumpet. This is a bad thing. So don't overdo pedal tone use. Use them for your warm-up, your cool-down, maybe a little bit in the middle of your session if you're trying to relax a little bit. But basically, just use them sparingly so you don't have to deal with that issue like I did. So coming up are some exercises and tips to help you out with pedal tones. And so some exercises. Because pedal tones are tricky to produce at first, we're going to pair each pedal tone with its chord tones. And don't worry if you don't know what this means. Basically, chord tones will help you hear the low pedal tone that you're shooting for. And we're going to use the major chords. Some pedal tones are easier to produce with a different fingering than the one that you might expect, the one that's usually used. The easiest fingerings are shown first in the book. In the exercises below, you're going to work down to the first pedal tone by playing the notes leading down to that low F. So this is a half step below the F sharp, the lowest, you know, real note on trumpet. And this will get your chops used to playing low. It'll help your ears hear the pitch, and it'll give your eyes practice reading all those ledger lines. If you're not used to reading the ledger lines, this can be pretty bizarre because there are a lot of them, especially when you get down to like the low pedal C. So do these exercises slowly. Take a huge breath before you play. Keep your air flowing as you descend, and hold the final note until you run out of air. Then take a huge breath and do it again. It may help you as well to just slur all these notes. In the book, they're not marked as slurred, but you certainly can slur them. At first, if you have trouble finding the pedal tones, get as close as you can. Don't worry too much about it. Use a tuner, piano keyboard to check the pitch if you have one. After a few weeks working at pedal tones, you should be able to get them fairly easily. So be persistent. Check in with your teacher to get some help if you need it. So here is example 12.1. Now you probably noticed that the pedal tones in this recording sound just kind of like I'm just buzzing my lips, but the sound is actually going through the horn. If you want a great example of a player who can just play awesome sounding pedal tones, check out the links that are on the podcast. And you can find that at http://trumpetbook.wordpress.com. So now pedal exercise number two. The second pedal tone exercise uses the major scale to help you get the correct pitch down way low on the horn. You're going to be performing double duty by practicing your scales while working on pedal tones at the same time. When you get into the pedal tone range, you have to listen really carefully and make the trumpet produce the right pitch. If you've been practicing your buzz, especially buzzing tunes and pitch matching, this exercise shouldn't be too much trouble, so listen really closely. Use the piano to check your pitch or a tuner, and just keep at it. And again, don't worry too much about the pedal tones. If you get down there somewhere, you'll gradually progress and get better, but don't spend a whole practice session trying to get these pedal tones. It's not worth the effort. And again, might cause you some trouble. So here's pedal tone exercise 12.2. lower your standards, double pedal tones. I first discovered pedal tones in high school. In rural Alaska, trumpet teachers are pretty hard to find, so I had to figure out pedal tones for myself. I just kind of stumbled across it. I don't actually remember how I did them. I didn't get them quite right until I got to college and was corrected. In fact, I do remember how I learned pedal tones. I think it was the Schlossberg book, or maybe the, yeah, I think it was Schlossberg. I'm not sure. It was a method book that had pedal tones in them, and I just started trying to do it. But because my ear wasn't trained and I didn't have a teacher, I was doing double pedal tones. I was doing the pedal tones an octave lower than they should have been. So pedal tones go lower than the pedal C that you heard in the previous exercise. These ultra-low pedal tones are often easier to play. It helps to play the notes an octave or two higher to get the pitch in your ear before you actually play the pedal-pedal tone, the double pedal tone. So use your ears and a piano keyboard. Now, it might be that the double pedal tones are easier for you, and if they are, go ahead and do them, but keep working on the regular pedal tones that you learned above. After a month or two of practicing on pedal tones, just, you know, a minute or two a day, you'll have no trouble with them. So, and again, remember to get help from your teacher. So this is a very short chapter, but here are some sources for further study. As with any technique, you should read up and explore as many different ways to perform the technique as possible. If you'd like to hear a great tune and an example of pedal tones, check out Nat Adderley's solo on 74 Miles Away. It's a tune that's, I think it's on a couple albums. The one I know it from is The Best of Cannonball Adderley, The Capitol Years. Great, great album. Yeah, Nat Adderley is just a fantastic trumpet player, and this is a great tune. It's in 7-4, if that means anything to you. It's just a cool tune. So in addition to that tune, here's a few method books that you that have many more pedal tone exercises and etudes to get you going on that. So here they are. So one is Low Etudes for Trumpet by Snedecor, and it's at somusic.com. That's all one word. Warm-ups plus Studies by James Stamp. This is put out by Editions BIM. There's the original Louis Maggio System for Brass by Carlton Macbeth. And actually, that was the book that I discovered pedal tones with, not the Schlossberg. Not that it matters. You can find one of those at bridgebooks.com. You can also find a link to that at the podcast website for this book. Then there's the last book is Trumpet Pedal Register Unveiled by Dale Olson. So again, you can find links to those on this podcast. Up next, now that you know how to extend your range downwards on trumpet, we're going to start talking about extending your range upwards. So up next, you're going to learn tips, tricks, and several exercises to help strengthen and increase your high range, something that most players are eager to do. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Remember that you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or on my blog. And again, you can reach those at allabouttrumpet.com.